Grizzlies win again. It's amazing. Did something change earlier this week? Oh, well. We'll try to figure that out and figure out what in the world is going on, because this Grizzlies team looks a heck of a lot better than it did a week ago. We'll talk about the win over the Hawks and get you set for the weekend. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, Locked On Grizzlies, for this Friday. My name is Peter Edmiston, and I appreciate you guys downloading the podcast and checking it out. And you are probably in a much better mood than you were last week checking out the podcast. Maybe some of you just decided you didn't want to hear about the Grizzlies for a little while. I can understand that, but you probably want to tune back in right about now, because this looks like the team that you probably got used to watching over the last 6 or 7 years. They have returned to a lot of the things that they do well. A few new wrinkles mixed in from David Fizdale, but this is primarily grit and grind. It feels that way. And the second half of this game in particular against the Hawks tonight was really an embodiment of grit and grind and all that stuff. This is the finale of grit and grind. This is the series finale. It's been a long run. It's been a long run for grit and grind, but now we are in the middle of the series finale. You can see the final episodes are coming up here pretty soon, and the quality is still pretty good. Mark and Mike played extremely well tonight, and you know, we talked about it on the podcast, and I think it was predicted. I think I predicted this, that if Atlanta played with Dwight Howard as they did, that it would be a net positive for the Grizzlies, and it was. Marc Gasol came out firing with 11 points right out of the gate, and he just doesn't like Dwight Howard. I don't know. I have no explanation for that. He just doesn't seem to like the guy very much. Seems to really relish playing against him and proving that he's got the better of him, and he certainly did tonight. And he rode that strong first quarter to a triple-double, third of his career. 18 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists for Mark, 7 of 16 from the field. And leading the way, Mike Conley, 22 points, 12 assists. His double-double is kind of just forgotten because, come on, man, it's a triple-double for Mark. It's a triple-double. And so Conley and Gasol combined for 40 points, 14 rebounds, and 22 assists tonight. Those totals basically bettering the entire Hawks starting five combined numbers. The Hawks starting five combined for 48 points, 19 rebounds, and 9 assists. Gasol and Conley, just the two of them, combined for 40 points, 14 rebounds, and 22 assists. So it's pretty darn close between Mark and Mike and the entire Hawks starting lineup of Schroeder, Bazemore, Cephalosha, Millsap, and Howard. When that happens, it's pretty basic. We're going to talk about this one a little bit more coming up. I want to tell you about my friends at SeatGeek, though. And SeatGeek, they provide you a really awesome service. Those of you that had tickets, maybe you watched the Bon Jovi show that was at FedEx Forum last night rather than watch the Grizzlies play the Hawks or watch the NCAA tournament. Maybe you want to go to the Grizzlies game tomorrow night against the Spurs. Maybe you want to go to one of the NCAA tournament games in FedEx Forum next week. Maybe you want to do, there's all kinds of stuff you want to do. If you want to go to a show or a game, SeatGeek is the thing you need. And it's super easy to get on your phone, on your tablet, on your device, whatever. Just download it from the App Store. Android, iOS, you're good to go. Download it and take a look. First of all, go to the settings and enter the promo code LO Grizzlies. That's LO Grizzlies. When you enter that promo code, you will get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase, which is great. Helps you, helps the pod. It's a win-win. But go to SeatGeek and go to the app and find whatever event that you're looking for. Look through and you can see how their proprietary software really is to your benefit, because you don't have to scour all the various ticket sites that are out there and worry that you missed one or worry that you're overpaying for a seat. No, they have an algorithm that does all that stuff for you. You click, you see the seating chart, you see the little bubbles, and you can see if it's green, It is gold. That means you're going to save some money and get a great seat at a guaranteed great price. You can see how the market looks. You can see where seats are opening up. You can see all that information. It's right there. It's super easy to use. SeatGeek will make it so simple for you to get the tickets that you want at a great price guaranteed. Again, go to SeatGeek's app. Just search for SeatGeek on the App Store or go to their website, and you can find out all the information that you need right there. Go to the settings tab, type in the promo code LO Grizzlies. That's LO Grizzlies, and you will save $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek, it's awesome. I think we all know the key to this whole deal is getting Mark and Mike more involved, and especially Mark. I mean, this is a guy who is capable of so much, has shown so much on offense, especially this year. Defensively, has been not so great, certainly not by his standards this year, but offensively, he's been sensational, and yet, you know, over the last month or so, he's just taken a step back. He's not been active. He's not been involved. And that has all changed over this three-game winning streak that the Grizzlies find themselves on. You know, you look at the player tracking data that is compiled by the NBA using the SportView cameras, and they're switching to a different company next year. But that is still publicly available. And Marc Gasol's numbers tell the story that he's averaging 90 touches per game in the three-game winning streak. In the 12 games prior to that, he was averaging 71 touches per game. So he's getting 19 more touches in the game. He had 95 touches, for example, against the Hawks on Thursday. He had 100 against the Bulls on Wednesday. He's getting more involved. And, you know, his minutes aren't necessarily going up to any great degree. He's just playing a lot more active. He's not allowing himself to be an afterthought or a secondary option or anything like that. He is making himself fully at the forefront of what the Grizzlies do. And when that happens, when he asserts himself like that, then the Grizzlies' offense is very smooth. It's not ever going to be sensational with the personnel that are out there. This is not going to happen. You're not going to see the Grizzlies fire off, you know, 130 very often, but you can see them be competent, which they were, very competent. You can see them be crisp at times, which they were. You know, you may not see them be consistent throughout all 48 minutes, but you're going to see a lot of good sequences. And certainly when Mark is that active, and Mike as well, then you're going to get good offense more often than not, even if it's not at the speed that David Fizdale ultimately would like to see this team operate at. It's still very impressive. And Mark, you know, getting himself involved like that, and it directly leads to good things. This is the first stretch of three games in a row where he has been a positive in plus minus since the beginning of December. So you're talking about a little over 3 months' time where, you know, Mark has not been able to put together three games where he has been a positive. And you would think with a guy of his skill, and particularly given, like, you know, who would come into the game for him, that would just be, yeah, come on, he'd have to be a positive at some point. You would think, but no, not the case. You know, he has not been able to string three of those together, and really, more often than not, he's been a negative. He had a big string of negative games going prior to the Milwaukee win that started this winning streak. He had a big string of negative games, and had just really been struggling so much. Getting Mark healthy and happy and mentally on board with what the Grizzlies are doing, it coincides not only with Chandler Parsons, but also just with the Grizzlies kind of simplifying rotations and simplifying the way that they play, getting back to what is the most well-worn way that they've got, the thing that they know, the way that they have trod for nearly a decade now. It's a comfortable thing for these guys. It's a comfortable thing for Mark. It's a comfortable thing for Mike and for Zach and for Tony and all these guys. It's comfortable. And right now, to be honest with you, there's no better alternative. I really don't think in my heart of hearts that David Fizdale believes in and wants to play grit and grind any more than he has to play a style like this any more than he has to. But right now he has to. And so to his credit, he's subjugating his own will to the betterment of the team. It's for the betterment of the team. It's what he wants to see is unity and togetherness. And that's the way to get that is to go back to the way that things were. And that's more or less what has happened. And you've seen the team, you know, respond as a result. It happens to coincide with the Chandler Parsons thing. And I don't want to get into this thing again because, you know, we've already talked quite a bit about it this week. But I will say this. People that are saying that it's people that are downplaying the involvement or the reasoning behind this whole thing, people that are downplaying Chandler Parsons' role in it, because in the using the logic of, well, you know, there were a lot of games that he didn't play in, and they didn't necessarily play well. That's true. That's true, there were. And Chandler Parsons is by no means the only problem. In fact, I know I'd promised you my CA piece. We had to push it back until today. It was supposed to be yesterday, but we pushed it back. It will run, I am told, 10 a.m. on Friday morning. So if you are listening to this after 10 a.m. on Friday, then go check it out. If you're listening to this before, then you'll want to check it out at 10 a.m. because I go into Chandler Parsons, but I also go into the other big problem, which is the disconnect between Mark and David Fizdale. And so those are the things that are really problematic. It's not just Chandler. You know, there's other stuff too. But as I said, the fact that it's not so much about Chandler playing or not playing. That's not really what we're talking about. What we're talking about and what has made this team more comfortable and what has made this team go back and kind of be able to mentally refocus and get themselves back where they need to be, it's just the fact that it's over. It's the fact that the saga is over, that you can put closure on it, that it is done, that he's not going to play this year. You don't have to worry about it one way or the other. You don't have to keep thinking about, well, you know, how are we going to handle this? How are we going to, what are we going to do here? What are we going to do there? You know, how are these rotations going to go? All that stuff, answering questions, just anything that's on your mind about this, it's now gone. You can turn the page and you can set new rotations, set new things up, knowing that, you know, he's not going to be involved. The same thing is true, you know, and it would have been a much better outcome, obviously, if he had actually been able to rehab and get himself healthy and then come back, and then that eliminates the distraction too. It's one or the other, and it's obvious that he's not going to get healthy, so next step is to take him out of the mix. That way, you're now mentally done. You can completely move on, and the Grizzlies have, and it really showed with the matchup tonight against the Hawks. I thought also you saw them running some fun stuff tonight for some of the shooters. So Troy Daniels get an elevator doors play called for him. For those that don't know, it's when you have two bigs, typically two bigs, not always, but let's in this case it was two bigs who are standing side by side, who allow the shooter to come through the middle of them. Then they squeeze closer and quote unquote shut the doors and run a double screen on the oncoming traffic, boom, to allow for the shooter to then take a shot behind him. It's a fun play, and it's one that you sometimes see it out of timeouts. You don't see it a lot in the regular course of action for the Grizzlies, at least. But they ran it for Troy Daniels tonight, which is fun. They are trying. Fizdale is trying. He's trying to extend the minutes, trying to allow for and trying to open up the opportunity for, you know, one of these other wing guys to be able to step up and play solidly and play some solid minutes now that, you know, the Parsons thing is over and done with. And so far, I think the jury's still out. Trying to get James Ennis back involved, trying to get Troy Daniels involved. You know, those are guys that you're going to need some shooting. You're going to need some shooting. So getting the most out of Troy Daniels is a good idea if you can do it. So far, not so much. And Troy's shooting numbers have been pretty dismal over the last month, month and a half or so, after, you know, getting off to, he was horrible in preseason, didn't play much early, then had a unbelievable run for a while, then didn't play, and now in this last little bit, he has not found his stroke, and that's probably being pretty generous at this point. But you think you would expect that would come, and they're going to need some scoring punch off the bench. That's why Fizdale continues to roll with him. 14 more minutes for Brandon Wright. We mentioned yesterday one of the biggest challenges, I think, is going to be finding minutes, quality minutes for Brandon Wright amid all the different things they like to try to do with that four spot and with those bigs. That's probably going to squeeze Brandon Wright's minutes more so than most. But I think Fizdale would very much like to find a way to get him 20 if he could. Maybe a tall order considering the big rotation right now, but I think that would be his ideal situation, is to give him that little extra bit in order to kind of spur him on a little bit and to get the most out of the guy. He's got a unique set of skills that there's nobody else really on the Grizzlies that have. So if you can get him out there and you can play him, I think he will be of great benefit to you. I don't know how Fizdale does that. I don't envy that selection process, and I don't envy that problem to have. Is a good one, I guess, for your team. Shows that you've got some depth, but it's tough, and I think it's very frustrating for Fizdale as a coach. Nonetheless, Grizzlies win three straight. Super impressed with the determination. I would imagine, though, as a fan, if you are a Grizzly fan out there, it's frustration that it's taken this long and that this has been hiding under there this whole time. This effort, this assertiveness from Mark, that all this stuff that you saw has been there the whole time. It's just been dormant. And I would imagine that's frustrating for the fans. Can't blame the fans for being frustrated. Couldn't blame you one bit. And it does highlight that those guys needed to show a little more pride and a little more heart, even in the midst of some stuff that they may not have agreed with, some stuff they didn't necessarily like. But now you're seeing it. It may be too little too late to totally jump up into the mix for that fourth spot, but they have enough momentum going now where you can at least start talking about that. This game with the Spurs coming up is a big one. There's no question about it for a lot of different reasons. We'll talk about it. So Spurs on Saturday. Now, let's be real. That the Spurs game's important. Please don't get it twisted. But what's really important is that it's wrestling night. Wrestling night in FedEx Forum has become iconic. It has become epic. It has become amazing. It has become must visit, must watch, must see for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, primarily because, well, there are typically great giveaways. There are great cameos. And there are weird and fun things that happen throughout the night. It was the night that I saw the NWO come in and fight against Grizz and Jerry Lawler. It was the night I saw Jerry the King Lawler wrestle in a ring that was on the club level of FedEx Forum, where theoretically they could have fallen out onto the crowd some 20 or so feet below them. It was where I saw Grizz go all the way up a ladder, like right next to where our media section happened to be, and jump off through a table like a maniac and drawing like an epic pop and just like blowing everyone's mind. Mind-blowing stuff. It's wrestling night, baby. It's what it is. It's what it is. Ric Flair and Z-Bo exchanging a hug. I mean, man, this is what it's supposed to be about. Memphis is wrestling. Wrestling is Memphis. And if you fail to realize that, then you fail to get a big part of the heart of this city. And that's really what it's about. One of the things I'm proudest of from the Grizzlies is that they've embraced wrestling. They have a lot of people behind the scenes who truly love wrestling, who get it, who get what it's all about, who get it from Memphis's perspective. And so that's what makes this thing so special. I got to give them props again because they've done a really good job with it. You know, I don't know that they can ever top the Grizzly Weight Championship belt that they gave away. That was an unbelievable promotional item. But they're trying. The Z-Bo Wrestling Buddy is the giveaway for Saturday. Huge. Huge to get a wrestling buddy. I had wrestling buddies back in the day. I had the Ultimate Warrior. I had Hulk Hogan. I had Macho Man. Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man. I had a bunch of them. And this Z-Bo Wrestling Buddy, I have one of these as well now. And very cool. Very cool. The face looks a little more like Boogie Cousins than Z-Bo. But other than that, it's awesome. It's like a little, you know, stuffed Z-Bo. Tattoos, the whole thing. It's really cool. And I give the promotional staff a lot of credit, man. It's a fun item, man. You're not getting that anywhere else. First 4,000 get one of those. So get there early tomorrow night to watch what is a very important game. Spurs coming in on the back of a kind of a weird loss to Portland, where they gave up a ton of points in the backcourt, and Yusuf Nurkic continued his really insanely strong start to his career as a trailblazer. The big news for the Spurs, of course, LaMarcus Aldridge back from the heart arrhythmia that kept him out for a couple games earlier this week and certainly scared a lot of folks. You know, when you saw the report, I think it was Sunday, that he was dealing with what they termed a minor heart arrhythmia. I don't know of any such thing, a minor arrhythmia. That's major in my mind. But they resolved it, and he's good to go, and he was back out on the court, and he's expected to play tomorrow night along with Kawhi, who did not play in the previous matchup. You know, that makes the Spurs obviously super dangerous. But yeah, the Spurs coming off the loss, they didn't play well against Portland. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies have, as we talked about, turned it around and are looking a heck of a lot better. Have held their last three opponents to 93-91-91 on the scoreboard after their previous six opponents scored over 100 and usually well over 100. 112-104, 123-122, 114-107. You can see that it's all coming back down. And, you know, this goes back to that whole comfort thing with the defense and all that. When the Grizzlies played the diminished Spurs earlier, they beat them 89-72. Pretty ugly game. And the Spurs had, you know, pretty much rested everybody. And it was always going to be that kind of a night. This promises to be different. The Spurs very much fighting for the top overall spot in the Western Conference. The Grizzlies scrapping and fighting for every position they can possibly find. And so, you know, this one's going to come down to how much are the Spurs going to test, bend, break this new Grizzly team? This Grizzly team that has gone back to the basics. Yeah, you would think that the Spurs matchup-wise, you know, with the way that they have operated, you know, they are going to cause some unique problems for the Grizzlies. But I think the Grizzlies actually, in this moment in time, are pretty well-suited to deal with some of the things that they're going to throw out there. They don't really have a good answer for Kawhi other than, you know, just hope that Tony Allen has one of those incredible nights where he's so hyped up to shut an MVP candidate down that he does. There's not really any other good option, you know, for Kawhi and for the versatility they can provide. But, you know, the Grizzlies have to take advantage of what could be a porous interior. depending on the personnel that they've got out there. And I think you'll be able to make some hay with Mark. I think you'll be able to make some hay with Zach. I think you'll be able to do that against the Spurs team. And if they can keep it going, then that's going to be huge. Huge for the Grizzlies and for their confidence going into the postseason, because this could very easily be a playoff preview. Very easily, and I think we're actually going to see virtually everyone who would actually be involved in that matchup, as opposed to a bunch of rest and this, that, and the other thing. Unless Pop, now Pop is known for resting guys quite a bit more than most other coaches, and doing it strategically to try to avoid giving his opponents too much tape, too much film to watch, especially potential postseason opponents, with which the Grizzlies happen to be. So would he do that in this case? You can't rule it past him. You can't put anything past Popovich. Guy's a master. So we'll see. Should be outstanding. And if the Grizzlies can get this win and make it four straight after the five straight losses, then what an epic turnaround. What an epic turnaround for a team that has blown very hot and cold this year. And this year, this week, they've blown very hot and very cold. We'll see. I'm just thankful. I'm happy that we see the old Grizzlies back for just a little bit longer. I think it's a shame, and it would have been a shame if grit and grind had not come to an end that they could be happy with. I think this little stretch of time, this run, is going to allow these guys to go through the end of grit and grind with a big push, the right push at the right time. I think it's going to be very cool. Reminder again, check out my piece in the CA on the CA website starting 10 o'clock today, 10 a.m., and in print over the weekend. It will be pretty strongly condensed for print, I am told, because it's quite lengthy. So if you want to check it out in full, check it out online. Again, that's commercialappeal.com. I'll be on, of course, the radio 7 to 10 a.m. Wolo and Peter in the morning on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 87.7 FM. So I appreciate that. Appreciate the support. Appreciate the subscriptions. Appreciate the reviews, any of that stuff. It just helps us so much on the podcast. A big thanks to our friends at Grizz Essentials for their continued sponsorship of the podcast. That's grizzessentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Promo code BELIEVE works just till the end of this week. So make sure you take advantage of that promo code to save yourself a bunch, because you're going to get a free month of service with grizzessentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Have a great weekend, y'all. We will talk on Monday on that edition of Locked on Grizzlies.